Ready to go. All right, now let's go to, well, we're gonna hit, we're in Hebrews 1 still. Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1. We kind of got down to here, so thank you, Brother Joe and Luis, for taking over the last two Sundays. I really appreciate that. Y'all did a great job. Bob did a good job Wednesday night last week. So, Brother Aaron did a good job. Daddy always does a good job, so we'll have to live with that. So, but thank you, everybody, for taking over and your prayers and your support. Because we had a good time over there, too. It was not playtime, that's for sure. We had a few days of rest, but we did a lot of work. So, we right here before we stopped, we were talking about the Son of God and Son of Man. We were talking about here being made so much better than the angels that he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So by inheritance, he obtained a more excellent name than they. So what name was that? We know that was Jesus Christ. I had it wrote right here. No. Now, the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, which is exactly the truth. He always was, but he didn't develop in our part of the country, in our, funny story just went through my head, about what they were interpreting for me about dimensions. Dimensions, they were interpreting as denominations. So I was saying dimensions, they were saying denominations, and I was going, no. Dimensions. So there's your banks. There's your bank, huh?
How come there's five?
There's one for me.
This one for you, or
one for me? No, you just get four. One for your family. Don't be all that. Don't be all that way.
I asked for four.
What does impukan mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
Impukan.
Come on.
I don't know. That's deep Tagalog.
Oh, yeah.
That's that old Tagalog.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Oh, well, anyway.
Oh, no. It's like gathering.
Okay. All right.
If you save up.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. All right. That's good enough for me.
It sounds like the word I need.
But we're talking about Jesus Christ. Because it says, as he hath by inheritance. By inheritance he obtained a more excellent name than they. All right, so who is this name? It's Jesus Christ. And we know all the heaven and earth, all the family, is named Jesus Christ. But now, I don't think the angels are named Jesus Christ. They're created beings for worship, but they are not the family of God. And to have a family, you got to have a family name. Jesus Christ is our family name. All heaven and earth named that Jesus Christ. But the angels, for it says, for unto which of the angels said he at any time? He didn't say it to the angel. For unto which of the angels? See, that's the question that Paul's writing. Unto which of the angels did he say, thou art my son? He didn't ever say that to an angel.
Right.
To a flying angel that was created. Now, we know that there's angels in the Bible that are messengers, ministers, but that's not what that's talking about, because read the context. For unto which of the angels had he said at any, said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Now, that's not for an angel.
Right.
Angel's not a begotten being. You and I are begotten by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? We are begotten by the new birth. Yes. Angels are not. This day have I begotten thee. Yes. What's Paul doing? Paul's establishing that Jesus Christ is the head of all things, and you and I are there with him. And the angels, he's so much better than the angels. But now remember the other scripture that says being made lower than the angels. Well, he was. He became a flesh man. He became lower than the angels to bring us up. Amen.
Yeah.
We know that. That's just good old, what Brother Roy will call it? That's just good old evangelistic preaching.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about salvation. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He never looked at an angel and said, you're my son.
Right.
He never, not to an angel does he say that. He says that to us, but he said that to the first fruit. Good job, Bob. You did a good job with that, man. That was good. Good job. Because he was the first fruit. Why? He was the beginning of the creation of God. He was the way God had it. to begin with, had they not been a fall. He came, spoken word child.
Yes.
Jesus Christ came, spoken word child. Christ was named Jesus when he was here on earth. Then you can say Jesus Christ. And then you hear Brother Brown say, well, he never had another name. That's exactly true, but you got to remember that name didn't develop here in this dimension until 2,000 years ago when he was born.
Right.
Because there was many, also too, there was many, I met two, Brother Royal was getting a text from a guy, Brother Jesus, and he said, oh, Jesus is talking to me. He'd hold it over and he would say that word right there, Jesus, because they have a Spanish background too. So I said, well, is Jesus talking to you now? He said, yeah, Jesus is talking to me now. So he was typing, but he was Jesus. Jesus Cristo is Jesus Christ. There was a lot of Jesuses. Hey, listen, there was a lot of Judases. You were reading the Bible, there was a Judas, not Iscariot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was not a bad guy. So it's what you're associated with anyway. It's what makes the name bad. So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ is we give Jesus all the titles that he needs, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we baptize. And that family, that puts us in the family of God. Not just Jesus, because you can't baptize in Jesus only, because there's many other Jesuses. But their Lord Jesus Christ is the only one.
Right.
So he was made much more. He's made better than the angels. But remember, he came down here and became lower than the angels. This flesh man, the Son of Man. But what to do? Bring us all back up.
Yes.
Right. Because remember, Jesus didn't come to bring us an inheritance. He came to take us back to our inheritance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He had the inheritance inside of him. But for him, he had to die to make a way for us to get back.
Yeah.
All right? It didn't develop down here, and he was born Lord to Christ. He was born Emmanuel, God with us. See, so he didn't gain he didn't gain any godship. He gained a name that the whole family of heaven and earth is named, and that's the redemptive name of God.
Yes.
See, even Jehovah's not a name.
Right.
Remember when Brother Best and all them was having that argument in the 50s, you know, Brother, the old oak tree, Brother Boswell says, well, what about the seven compound names of Jehovah? Do they not directly affect Jesus, you know, to talk about Jesus Christ?
Right.
And they had to say yes, because any Bible scholar knows that that's not Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Jehovah's not God's name. This is God's name. But how clear is that for us now that we see that, to make sure that we know that?
Right.
And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. See the question mark? Paul's asking these questions. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, first begotten, first fruit, first person, first begotten into the world, this is the first time anybody was born the way they should have been born. Even Adam was not born at all. He was a created, he was created a big man, you know, 20-year-old guy. Jesus had to come a baby to be our brother so that he could take us back. All right? So Paul's still asking these questions, because the first part of that says, God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake the time past the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken us by his Son, who hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So we know that Jesus Christ is the Creator. We know that. But he didn't develop that name until he came here on earth to get all the Redeemer part, because that's how you and I are identified. We're identified by the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not just identified by Jesus, because there's millions of them, but there's only one Lord Jesus Christ, right? And now it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That doesn't make you Jesus.
Right.
But I'm going to read you a quote this afternoon where Brother Branham makes it real close.
Yes.
It needs to be, because if not, then you know, you got a separation of people like we were. They really caught on a little bit, especially the ministers in the Philippines when we were talking about that, not being a second person.
Yes.
Of the angels, he says, who maketh his angels? Wait a minute. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten to the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. And they did. Remember, many times in the Bible, Jesus Christ, when he came out of his 40-day wilderness, angels ministered to him. He was provided angels to tell him what was going on. And that's the same way Brother Branham was issued an angel. Whatever you want to say. But you were issued an angel. And that angel's yours, you know. And I've heard it called everything in the world. I've heard it called a theophany, which I don't agree with that. You are your theophany. Your angel's not your theophany. That's a separate being that's here to help you, because I'm going to read it right down here. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Who are heirs of salvation?
Yes.
Right.
All the redeemed. Okay? All the redeemed.
That's good.
I really thought somebody would have said, I am.
I am.
I said, me.
Oh, I am. I am is ever present.
Me is too.
Me is too. Me is too. All right.
Me is too.
Me is too. Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, me is too. Terminology. And again, look, when he brings the first begotten into the world, all the angels of God worship. Remember when he was born on earth, what happened? Brother Brown said, angels went to shepherds and announced the birth. All right. Of who? Jesus Christ. And again, when he brings in the firstborn into the world, said all the angels worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, see, because an angel doesn't get on a throne. An angel is a spiritual being that God created for worship.
Yes.
All right? All right? I gotta kill some yellow jackets. But anyway, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Alright? Thy throne, a scepter, which is a staff of righteousness, is the scepter of thy kingdom. Who are you talking about? Jesus Christ. Now about an angel. Alright? Angel doesn't have a throne. They ain't an angel. Now the devil wants a throne.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's an angel too, but now he's a created being. He cannot be redeemed. He's not a human. He's not a human person.
Correct.
Satan's not human. He's an angel.
Right.
Now he takes on forms like the beast and all those different ones, but he can't create a being and step into it. That's his problem. When Jesus came on earth, God created the body, and God just stepped right in the body, and Satan was like, "What in the world went on? What happened here?
Right.
I can't do that. I can anoint people, but I cannot get my life in them." Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows, or above thy people, I think is what that means. Above thy companions. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works. Now this is Paul expounding on who this person is. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hath laid the foundation of the earth. Because Jesus Christ, remember, his theophany doesn't ever look any different than what it was. It's like, if he's eternal, and that's the F for you, if he's eternal, he's not even 1 second. That's why that I am is so important. If we continue on with the I am, it's not an I was or I'm going to be.
Right.
It's I am. Ever present for eternity. When he said, let there be light, this man standing in theophany, wherever you want to say he was standing, out in the blackness of whatever, or out in the, I don't know. But when he said, let there be light, that's the same guy that's living on the face of the earth. You're in right here, or he's two different people.
Yeah, amen.
So he's not a second older, because when this man came down, he came to be born in sin, man blood, born in sin, shaping in iniquity. No, that's us. He was born in a way we were born. In other words, through the womb, but not by sex. But what did he do? He came here to get us back to. So he had to give this life that was inside of him, which that life that's inside of him, he said, before Abraham was, I am.
Yes.
Okay? So that's who that I am is. It was inside this person, and he never looked. That's when this guy comes out of the tomb, his body is changed to the theophany that's on the inside of him, and that's why he was a 20-year-old person.
Yes.
God never has been gray-headed and old and stooped over.
Right.
He's a 20-year-old man. Never has he been long beard and stooped. Good grief. Who'd want a God like that?
Right.
Who'd want an eternal person like that? No.
Right.
No. Nope.
I notice in verse 10 it says, "And thou, Lord," the thou is capitalized. And I've often wondered why he and him, when it's talking about God, is not capitalized, the H. But that's off of your subject. But that thou, Lord, is what kind of puts the real question there.
Okay. Yeah, that is off the subject, so you need to start thinking back in this room. Get back in the room. I saw you. You get that far-off look when you're looking through that wall like you're not even here. Let's pay attention to what we're doing here. Anyway, that's why we have people come up 2 or 3 weeks later and go, "I never heard that before," and Brother Dale preached on it 14 times. Huh. That's bad. "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and heavens are the works of thine hands." Now this is Paul telling thou, Lord, are the one that made all this. All right? "They shall perish, but thou remainest. Heaven and earth pass away, but my word will not pass away." Right? See, you got to remember, when it says in the beginning was the Word, he was the embodiment of the Word. It's like I was telling them in the Philippines, all of Jesus' ministry was only 3.5 years, but look at the thousands and millions of sermons that came off of that, just 3.5 years, right, that this man lived on earth. But you got to remember, though, the Old Testament, every scripture talked about him,
right,
in type, and even in reality, because there's one coming, there's a prophet like unto me that's going to come and do these things. But when he comes here, now what? What do we do now? This we go, "Well, Jesus is here and done his work, and you know, we got all this Old Testament, we got all..." No, we're the continuation of that.
Yes.
You and I are the only body he has in this dimension.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you see any of that was over in Palawan? Did they show any of that?
No.
Because the brother was, we were talking about dimensions for a few minutes, and I was saying dimensions and he was saying denominations.
Did they have it?
They taped it, I think.
Okay, but they didn't put it.
But anyway, the brother that was interpreting, I kept saying dimensions. He kept saying, I heard him say denomination, because denomination is in every language. It's pretty much like amen. It's all this. Everybody says blah, 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 denomination, blah, blah. And I looked at him, Brother Royal said, "Nah, that's not it." So I go through about 5 more minutes of dimensions, and he goes, "Denomination." And I go, "Stop, hold on. This is not a denomination. This is dimensions." They finally figured out a word that everybody can understand, so. But we had a good time with it. "They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old at the garment." What's Paul saying? "In the beginning thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest," because he is literally the embodiment of the Word. He was the Word made flesh. All right? When he was standing in his theophany, that's why his theophany is a word theophany. That's why when you get born again, your theophany is part of that. Come off of that Adam, second Adam.
Yes.
Come off that second Adam, and now you're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
Right.
Not a second person. Eve was not a second person from Adam.
Right.
She was the same person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what you and I got to see, that we're not. There's not a separation. The one people has done a separation is us. The denominations,
right,
has divided. That's what a division is, a common denominator. But anyway, "they shall perish, and as a vesture," or what, piece of cloth, right?
Yeah.
Cloak. "Shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall never fail." Jesus Christ the same. This is the same man that later on in Hebrews 13 says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Same way right here. "But to which of the angels said he at any time?" Now he's back to this question again. He's been asking questions. He's been expounding on who God is. Now he's asking the question again. "But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstools?" He never said that to an angel. He said that to Christ. All right?
Correct.
"Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" So there's ministering spirits that come to you and I to help us through our life.
Yes.
I believe that. I really do. You see the things that happens in your life and you go, man. But then other times you look and you go through things in your life and you go, man, where'd he go?
Yeah.
Come back. I need you. I really needed them on that flight on Korean Air when I 5 hours and it was no air conditioning at all. It was just a heat bath. I was sweating in places I've never sweat before. For 5 hours sitting in one place? Yeah. You know, they always tell you to read the little pamphlet of how to get out when it's, and nobody ever picks it up and reads it. I fanned for 5 hours with it. So it did have a purpose. I won't never fly Korean Air again, that's for sure.
You should have acclimated by that time.
And Delta lost my luggage.
You're getting off the subject.
Now, was yes. it tore up or they just don't have?
What, my luggage? Oh, the air conditioning? My luggage got tore up. When I got my luggage day before yesterday, it looked like they drug it through the airport on its side. Oh, hey, Malcolm.
I'll let
them stay. Milka, she's in a ticketing department.
She's upstaying in the room.
Yeah. But anyway.
She didn't answer my question. Was it?
There was nothing up here. They said it came through a slit in the wall. There was a little slit right down the side of the wall. And I was sitting in a window seat. Something came through there, but it wasn't cold. I started to ask, well, Korean girl, could I crack a window? But anyway, let's not get off the subject. Therefore, now what's Paul saying? Now look, I love Paul watching therefore. Now if you know that, he's a scholar and he said therefore. So what he's done is all of verse 1, he has made a summation. He has said what he thought about this person here. Mm-hmm. All right. Went through and asked 3 or 4 questions and answered them. And then he says, therefore. Because we must read this without that number 2 there. Read that in a letter that he's wrote. So he's just continuing to write. The scholars have broke these things off into chapters. Because he says, therefore. So what's he doing? He's talking about what happened. What he wrote the first, ever how many verses was that? 14 verses. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any times we should let them slip. In other words, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedient received a just recompense of reward, he's making a statement, how shall we escape? Now what's he saying? Now here's the part that it's going to be a little tricky, because angels are not redeemable. We know that, right?
Yeah.
But they must be able to make a choice. Because
yeah.
Part choose to go with the devil and part choose to go with God, right? So they do have, if the word spoken by angel was steadfast, in every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. In other words, they're also going to be judged. They'll have to be.
Right.
Yeah. Bible says we'll judge angels. Alright? So now, Paul, what are you saying? How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? In other words, if we turn it down, it's far worse on us.
Yes.
Because we're human beings. And we've got a choice to make.
Yes.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord when he was here as Jesus Christ, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Because remember, Paul didn't hear him.
Right.
Paul wasn't a part of Jesus' life, in other words. But he was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness. Who's he talking about? The early disciples. 120 in the upper room, the ones that come down. And James and Peter and all them, because he wasn't a part of that. He came on a little, you know, several years later, probably 20 years later, before Paul even comes on the scene. And he's getting this information from the disciples. But now remember, too, he's going to interject in here in a little while that he went to the backside of the desert and God spoke to him. And when he come back, him and Peter were saying the same thing. See, that's the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Bearing witness. God also bearing them witness, talking about the early disciples. Both with signs and wonders and with many miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come. Go back to what we were talking about.
Right.
Paul said unto the angels, what's Paul differentiating these first two chapters? An angel, Christ, and you. Because Christ was made better than the angels. The angels are over here, and then you're here. You're the heirs of salvation. We just read that. Because he never said unto an angel, he never put the world under subjection to an angel. The world's under subjection to Jesus Christ and us.
Yes.
Amen. For unto the angels, hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man? So we get to man, that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him. Not an angel, a man. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. So here we are, he's telling us now. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Now why? Because of us. The only reason Christ came as a baby, flesh baby person is because of us. It's because of the sin curse. It's because of what we did. All right? Because God didn't have to do that. Look, he was eternal. He was the I Am. He was Jehovah God. He didn't have to do that. But to bring his children back, he had to do that. And not angels. He didn't put angels subject to the world. He put us. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Question mark. Or the son of man that thou visitest him? So to become the son of man, he had to be made lower. Right there we put that eternal. Remember we put that line right there. This down here is dimensions. This dimension we're in. He came into this dimension as the son of man. He was not the son of man in the beginning, the title, because he wasn't God in human flesh yet. This flesh, the flesh he picked up,
right.
He inherited a flesh that inherited eternal life.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
I've done read you the quotes 100 times. You ought to know exactly what I'm talking about. He inherited eternal life in his flesh, so that you can inherit eternal life in your flesh, because we get what he gets.
Right.
If he gets a body change, we definitely get a body change. All right.
Yeah.
What is man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. What? He brought him down here. Because remember, an angel cannot just step into human flesh and become a human. No. Now, God can take the two angels to Sodom, and he can put flesh over them because he was the one in control. Remember, Melchizedek, he was there. He said, come on, Michael, come on, Gabriel, you know, what Brother Brown gives us an example. And he puts a body of flesh on, but they were not people. They were not persons.
Right.
They were in human flesh because God put them in human flesh.
Yeah.
Even God put a little human flesh, but it wasn't this human flesh. It wasn't Melchizedek. That priesthood had to change, because remember Melchizedek, we don't see Melchizedek anymore, we see who? Jesus Christ. Because Melchizedek is not, he's the high priest. But he's not one. This was made lower so that he could come into me and you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jesus Christ's flesh is what we hang on the Son of Man, because that was the Word made flesh.
That's right.
So it's the same with us.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Word, listen, the Word made a flesh in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You understand the difference? The Word made a flesh.
Yeah.
Called Melchizedek in the Old Testament. But that wasn't the Word made flesh. This is the Word made flesh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that was a Word that created the flesh, and then when he stepped out of this dimension, the flesh just went right back to dust.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? But this one didn't. Right. It didn't even see corruption.
Yeah.
All Satan thought he had him, he planted him in the earth, dead. Brother Brown, I was reading it last night. Cold, dead in the grave. Brother Brown said Jesus' body was cold and dead. Not a speck of life in it. But when that great theophany came right back in there, he just stood right back up, and every cell inside of his body literally changed to a 20-year-old person.
Yes.
So that's what's going to happen to me and you.
Yes.
That's why Mary Magdalene didn't know who he was. She'd never seen him at 18 to 20 years old.
Right.
But the voice, she knew that voice. When he said Mary, she knew who he was.
Amen.
But now that's why they had a problem. Listen. That's the whole secret. That's why they had a problem with Jesus when he returned. Nobody in his little inner circle of people, remember, he was 30 years old when he started bringing his disciples in. So nobody had seen him under 30 years old. His mama was the only one, and his daddy was already dead. Maybe his brother James might have, but it wasn't the James in the Bible or the disciple James. So nobody had seen this man at 20 years old. No one. He was the secret life, the what they call the silent years. But remember, at 20 years old, when he stepped out of that tomb, Peter didn't really know who he was. I mean, he kept walking in and he said, "Who are you?" You know, and he said, "Give me some fish." And then they still didn't believe. You keep reading the Bible, they still, why? Because they see this 20-year-old man, this young guy, where they saw this old man, this guy looked 50 years old, the Bible says. He looked 50. All right, look at Brother Branham. I mean, he was 56 when he died. If you look at some of the pictures, he looked so old. Because of the wear and tear of the ministry that he had, them deep set eyes, it was the ministry that really broke him down, you know, and same way with Jesus Christ. And Brother Branham was not even a speck of dirt considering Jesus Christ when he was on earth. He died for everybody's sins. He took the sin of the whole world on him, so no wonder he looked so old.
Yeah.
But when he came back young, that's the revelation. That's a hidden mystery that he came back a young man,
yes.
Not an old guy.
Right.
That was the mystery. And then that's the same thing's going to happen to us. Change us back.
Amen.
What was that? Oh, right. Thou made him a little lower than the angels, but now he gets a crown. Crowns him with glory and honor. Now, what is the glory of Jesus Christ? We are the glory of Jesus Christ because we're his body.
Yes.
Okay? And did a set him over the works of thy hands. In other words, when he came out of the tomb, he said, "All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me." He was on his way, to rulership. But he had to come back on the day of Pentecost. That was a real rulership. That's why Pilate never had a problem with Jesus. The king. This guy's a king. We're going to kill him. We're going to kill him before he becomes our king. And Pilate's like, "He don't look very kingly to me, you know. Looks like we just beat him to pieces." And, you know, he was a Roman guy. And he said, "I don't think he looked probably all bony and skinny and everything else." And he said, "He's no threat to me." And Jesus even told him, he asked Jesus, he said, "Are you going to establish a kingdom here?" And he said, "If my kingdom was of this world," in other words, "my kingdom's not of this world, my kingdom's of another world." And Pilate was like, "Hey, you can have it anywhere else. You're just not going to have it here." You know, so he just really turned him loose. But you know what the Jews did? They didn't want him to be their king, so they wanted to kill him. Didn't set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Now, what's Paul saying? Everything is put under Jesus Christ now. We've got everything we need right here. This is the man. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not all things put under him. Now, what's Paul saying? He's talking about a body. Because Paul knew his body was getting old. But now he knew. He's the very preacher that said we plant them in corruption and we raise them in incorruption. So he knew there was a body change coming. But we don't see all things put under him. We don't. When he took a body change and came out of that tomb, that was for all of us. The whole 2,000 years of Christendom, of the seven church ages, that changed everybody's body. Brother Brown said it wasn't applied yet.
Right.
It's not applied to the end time. When the Son of Man comes back in human flesh,
that's right.
To do what? To change the body. Right? That's the whole key. People think that we're just in a message that one day our body's going to just change. It's not. It's the word that we got inside of us is what's going to change our body.
Yeah. Correct.
Amen? Because even Paul, I'm sure Paul longed for it, man. He was getting on up there and he was getting beat 39 stripes minus one several times. So I guess he was ready for it too, you know. He was getting ready to go to the chopping block not too far after this. So, but now we see not all things, yet all things put under him. In other words, Paul looked out in the field and saw grave markers. But he knows that this guy took care of all that. When he resurrected, everything was subject under his feet. Because Jesus said, "All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me." In other words, boom, everything was put. But where is the feet of Jesus right now?
I am.
Thank you. Thank you. I am the feet of Jesus now. You and I is what's got to come to that place that all things are subject. Because look, when we take a body change, what's left? When we come to a place that we can call and speak and the dead come out of the ground and they come among us and then God changes our body, what's left? All things then have been put under His feet. And He's not here right now. He's walking in our feet. Okay?
Correct.
So He's doing it through us. Because watch, what did Paul say? Paul said, I know something's coming. He said, but let me sum all this up right here. But we see Jesus. He knows Jesus came out of that tomb and ascended and came back on the day of Pentecost because He was a recipient, not at Pentecost, but He was a recipient of the same Holy Ghost they received on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
So He could speak this. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death. Well, who suffered death? This man right here. This man didn't. Theophany God never suffered death. But when Jesus came on earth, He had that theophany inside of Him, theophany of God inside of Him, and He couldn't get out because there was a shell. It was something like a capsule. That was encased around that eternal life. So He had to break that at Calvary to release the life.
That's right.
To come back on me and you.
Amen.
So Jesus didn't come to bring us an inheritance. He brought the inheritance with Him. He made us a way to get back to the inheritance.
Yes.
All right? Because remember, if He developed an inheritance down here, it's not eternal.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at an eternal inheritance.
Yes.
All right? Now, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it become Him, who? Jesus, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons, us, unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Everybody okay with that? Perfect through suffering. Because remember, He was perfected. Let's see what that says. Come on. Complete. Because really, Brother Brown said, Jesus is not what? Complete without you. So this Jehovah person up here was not complete without a bride.
Yes.
He wasn't complete. That's why He went through the Old Testament doing all He could through the prophets trying to get people to see Him. But there was a barrier there of blood of bulls and goats, not of man life, that was keeping Him away. You couldn't even open the Holy of Holies, and if you looked at it, you died.
Yeah.
But they looked at it for 30-something years. They looked at the very man that was inside that,
right,
inside the Holy of Holies. They was looking right at Him. He became flesh. That's why now we can go boldly to the throne. Because where's the throne? The throne's Jesus Christ. The throne's not a throne you sit on. The throne's Jesus Christ. For it became Him for whom are all things, about whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captains of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both He that sanctifieth, alright, and they who are sanctified,
yes,
are all of two.
One.
Well, that looks like two. He and they. Read your Bible. He and they. But the Bible says are all of one.
Right. That's right.
For which cause He is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. We'll stop right here. And again, I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me.
That's right.
Amen? For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood,
I am.
He also Himself likewise took part of the same. What? Flesh and blood. That through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Everybody was put under bondage of a thing called death. And it has conquered temporarily everybody until the day we're standing here. So, and that's the, let's see what that says. Subject to slavery. Wow, bad word. Because look, verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, who you and I are. All right, let's stop right here and we'll actually gonna stop on this one right here.